Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. I apologize for my voice. I'm fighting a cold, but the liturgy waits for no one. This episode is for the June 21st Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one person, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all people, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin, after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one, the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? The word of the Lord. Welcome to the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time, y'all. This reading has more than its fair share of complexity, to which Paul is no stranger, but we will find clarity. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Paul's writing around 57 AD, addressing a mixed community of Jews and Gentiles living in Rome. I prefer readings that make an emotional connection with the congregation, because that's where hearts get moved. Paul ends firmly in this arena, but starts off with a complex theological dissertation on his understanding of original sin that becomes a prelude to his foundational doctrine on baptism. So we have something for the head and something for the heart. Paul's executive summary of this reading might be that we inherit both a wound and a promise. From Adam, we inherit brokenness. From Christ, through our baptism into his death and resurrection, we inherit eternal life. What do you learn from this reading? We begin. Brothers and sisters, through one person, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all people, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. The salutation, brothers and sisters, tells us we should have a conversational and intimate tone for this reading. Interestingly, Paul had not yet traveled to Rome, yet he addresses the Christian community there with filial endearment. Consider two ways to kick off this reading, and choose the one most authentic for you. Brothers and sisters, with an upward lilt, or brothers and sisters, with a downward one. Whichever method you pick, apply a warm and inviting tone. During the first clause, through one person, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all people, inasmuch as all sinned. Use a thoughtful and reflective tone and demeanor, one you would use to explain a complex and nuanced concept. In fact, Paul is describing how mortality was introduced to humankind through original sin. See Genesis 3:19. Adam's sin introduces both physical and spiritual death to the human condition. Paul's interpretation of Adam's fall in the creation story breaks new ground, since Judaism does not have our concept of original sin. The sentence continues, for up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. Some scholars interpret this as a parenthetical comment, and I think it makes sense to treat it as such, since in our AD era, what happened before Christ and Moses is somewhat academic. Paul refers to a concept believed by some of the Israelites that prior to the time of Moses, although sin existed, it was not accounted before Moses received the law, as if God is a bookkeeper in the sky logging our transgressions. Hardly fair for our pre-Moses brothers and sisters to be held accountable to rules no one told them about. Emphasize one, the first sin, the second death, the first all sinned, and the third sin. Insert a micro pause between sin and death. Next we have, but death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin, after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. Paul draws parallels between Adam and Christ using the words pattern and type. Adam and Christ both represent creation stories for the human race. Adam for our physical lives, and Jesus for the redemption and recreation of our spiritual lives through his death and resurrection. Simply put, where Adam disobeyed, Christ obeyed unto death. Continue with an instructive tone and demeanor, but use a stronger tenor for this section. Highlight reigned, the first Adam, Moses, pattern, trespass, the second Adam, and type. Insert a micro pause after reigned and a small pause after sin. The last section. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one, the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? Here's where we make our emotional connection with the souls in front of us and communicate this classic good news of Jesus Christ. Use a strong and firm tone when you read the first sentence. But the gift is not like the transgression. Use an even stronger one for the beginning of the next sentence. For if by the transgression of the one, the many died. Shift to a tone of joyful exuberance for the balance of the reading. If you can do so authentically, add a tremble in your throat for added emotion when you announce, how much more? Finish with outright jubilation as you proclaim, overflow for the many. Stress gift, not, the second transgression, the first one, many, how much more? Grace, God, gracious gift, one man, Jesus Christ, overflow, and the second many. Insert micro pauses after one, more, God, and gift. Insert a small pause after Jesus Christ. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and forward this podcast to your fellow lectors, your pastor, and your liturgy director. Thanks so much.